So, in the spirit of five-minute talks, I have shortened my title. As you see, Virginia Golf Courses, Are They Polluting the Chesapeake Bay? This is a GCSAA, Environmental Institute for Golf, and Virginia Golf Course Superintendent-sponsored project over 3 years. Chantel Wilson was a PhD student, finished her degree on this, and other collaborator was Stephen Schoenholtz. You can see many people know that the Chesapeake Bay is our biggest freshwater to saltwater estuary in the United States. This graph is from 2005 showing the pollution levels resulting in algal blooms and things like that coming out of our large urban areas on the East Coast. And if it's in red, it has such low dissolved oxygen levels that there are major fish kills. So that's what we are definitely concerned about. In our case, we all know, okay, amenity turf, golf courses, using a lot of fertilizers to present those great conditions, must be polluting. And so since Virginia is in part of the Chesapeake Bay in the south here, we may be part of the problem. So this project was to look at, okay, let's take this course that's right in the middle of urban Richmond, Virginia. It has a number of streams flowing through it. So what you see here is where you have red dots. Those are our inlets of water flowing into the golf course where we sampled. What are the nitrate, phosphate, physical properties in terms of temperature, dissolved oxygen, pH coming into the course from all these neighborhoods and such, impervious streets. And then as it goes out of the golf courses, you see we have four streams coming in, actually five streams and three outlets. That's where we took our grab samples, as you see me doing here, and track those levels. So here is the data. Just nitrate in milligrams per liter. We took these for base flow readings monthly over 3 years. So average of 15 samples per golf course over 3 years. And you see the blue is the levels in, coming into the golf course, usually sometimes multiple streams feeding to one out, and the red is the out. The drinking water standard is 10 parts per million. You can see we never got to that level. For Virginia streams, they say impairment could occur at 1 part per million. You can see sometimes we're above that. But over 7 golf courses, these many streams over 3 years, if there's a red asterisk, that's where we saw a slight increase of nitrate coming out of the golf course. And if there's a green asterisk, a slight decrease of nitrate coming out of that golf course. So 2 increases, 2 decreases. In general, around a 1 to 2 part per million difference. Not enough to say we should be concerned about our fertility programs on our golf courses. So, in summary, we did this in the James River watershed through the Richmond corridor. No physical indicators of stream impairments over the 3 years in terms of dissolved oxygen, salts, pH temperature. Phosphate levels were in waters leaving the golf course were below EPA recommendation of 0.05, so very low and sometimes no detects. So that was not a problem with phosphate. No changes or in nitrate levels or a plus or minus 2 milligram per liter up or down that we couldn't say would really be cause for concern in terms of stream impairment. If you look at actual loads, where, again, we weren't doing stormwater flows because we were 4 hours away from any of these golf courses. We couldn't chase the storms, so just base water flows. And we look at loads in kilograms per hectare of nitrate for base flow conditions. Those end up being comparable to estimates in the Chesapeake Bay model for pasture systems. So the good news is that I'm done, and I'll take questions.
45 seconds for questions.
If it's a quick one.
Question.
Okay. Same day.
Yeah, within, you know, 5 or 10 minutes of each other. Yep.
Any public response to this data?
No. All right, thank you.
They don't believe it.